the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latta, and in this episode, I want to talk to you about how I made £5,000 off one single video. Now, interestingly, this one single video isn't an amazing, out-of-this-world, phenomenal, Hollywood-type production. It's actually me walking the dog. And let me explain why this came about. So, I've always wanted to do some video production and that sort of thing and get on YouTube and so on. Now, we're coming up to about 70,000 video views, which is absolutely phenomenal, okay? Some videos have had 10 views, some of them have had maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000, but all the rest are somewhere in the middle. Now, this particular video has actually, at the time of recording, has only had 42 views. And so you might be wondering, well, how on earth do you make £5,000 off a video that's only had 42 views? And I'm going to get to that bit in a minute. but let's just explain what happened to me about 2 weeks ago. So I went to a networking event in Leeds. Now, just to clarify, I don't really do a lot of networking these days. So unless I'm the guy on stage teaching a room, I tend not to do it. I might speak at the Manchester Property Networking Club, for example, and I might be the speaker there. But I tend not to go to networking events. But this particular event I went to because it was coming up to the kids' half term. So I flew back to England, had a kids' weekend, dropped them at school on the Monday, and then was going to pick them back up on Friday. So there was no point in flying back to Spain on the Tuesday simply to come back on Thursday. So I thought, you know what, I'll stay in Leeds all week. And that's what I did. Got some work done. By Wednesday, it could have been Thursday, but I think it was Wednesday, I was getting pretty bored, by the way. My home is really in Spain now. It's not really in England. I've got a house there, but it's not really home. It's a second home, I suppose. And I'm not as comfortable there as I am at the villa in Spain, for obvious reasons, I guess. So I was just getting a little bit bored. The four walls were sort of put me out of my mind. And I thought, you know what, let's just go and do some networking. I'll just get out of the house, go and meet some people. Could be fun, that sort of thing. So I found a networking event. It started at 4, finished at 6. And I thought, you know what, let's just go for that. It was free of charge because I'm still a tight northerner at the end of the day. So I went to a networking event. I parked the car up. And the first car park I went to, it was like £9 for 2 hours. I was like, I'm not paying that. This is Leeds, by the way. I don't know what you pay in London. But here in Spain, like 2 hours is like a euro. So maybe I'm used to that, really. But anyway, I refused to pay that in the NCP. So I found another car park, and it was like £4 for 2 hours. It was more acceptable. But I was going to be there longer than 2 hours, probably 2.5 hours. So it would have gone over and so on anyway. So I parked up in a car park, and I went to a networking event. The networking event was quite interesting. There was about 50, 60 people in the audience. And then there was an expert panel at the front. And they took questions. And a lot of the questions coming out of the audience, and the audience was built up of people just like you, people who ran small businesses, some people who will have wanted to get into property and so on. But there's a lot of small businesses there. And almost every question was talking about marketing and how difficult it is and how hard it is getting your products and services out there in front of people. And the more and more I'm listening to this. Now, by the way, sometimes I want to be really selfish. And that's not a problem. You're perfectly entitled to be selfish. And that's what I wanted to do. And when I go to a networking event, I sit at the back. I shut up. I don't say anything. And on this occasion, I didn't say anything either. Now, I could have stood up. But if I stood up, I could have spoke for 3 hours on marketing sort of thing. But I decided not to. And I just found it really interesting about how many people were struggling with marketing. Now, there was two things I wanted to say to these people. Two really simple things. So if you're struggling on marketing, okay, you've got to write these two things down. Grab yourself a pen, grab yourself a piece of paper. And within the next 7 days, get these two things implemented. You start doing these two things, you'll start generating more leads. Do you want to know what the two things are? I'll tell you. The first thing that you need to do is create yourself a podcast like this one. Get yourself on iTunes. Listen, when you get published on iTunes and you show the kids, look, daddy's on, or mummy, daddy's on iTunes, the kids go wild. They're amazed that you're on iTunes, that they show you off to the friends. Look, my dad's on iTunes. It's amazing, right? So that's the first thing. But it's not just for the kids that you're doing it. You're doing it because people search on iTunes. So this podcast is the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. Now, the guy that we of a the video that we made £5,000 from, he actually found me on a Google search for property coaching. He found the podcast and he downloaded the podcast. That was really interesting. But we didn't make the £5,000 off the podcast, interestingly. But he did find us because of a podcast. If that podcast hadn't have existed, that £5,000 wouldn't have come later on. Okay. So the second thing that you need to do. Now, if you don't know how to do podcasts, by the way, that's what Google's for, right? It's pretty easy. Go to libsyn.com. That's what you upload it to. And then it distributes it out to iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud and all these other ones. You don't upload a podcast to iTunes. It's uploaded elsewhere. And iTunes is like the shop front, if you like. But you don't upload to iTunes. But anyway, have a look on Google. You find out how to do it. And we'll probably do a podcast on how to do podcasting as well. Because we've had great, tremendous success from them. Okay, so that's the first thing. Get yourself a podcast. Now, if you're thinking, by the way, who on earth would want to listen to me? Listen. Listen to my voice. I sound like this, for goodness sake. What on earth? And we've had tens of thousands of downloads of this podcast. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. We get emails. We just had an email from the last one, from podcast 20 that we did, which was titled, Where Are You on a Crazy Normal Scale? And I actually recorded that podcast sat in a cafe out by the beachfront here in Spain. And there's, you can hear the background noise and, you know, you can hear the waiters and cars going past. And the guy who sent that email said that was the best podcast yet. That was me having a cup of coffee at the local cafe. So when you're thinking nobody would want to listen to me, trust me, whatever business you're in, go do a quick search on iTunes or on other podcast, you know, other podcast, whatever resources are available. But go out and have a look. Whatever it is that you know, if you want to do flower arranging, there'll be a podcast on that. Pick something random. There'll be a podcast on everything, right? So you can do a podcast. People are interested. They want to listen. They want to know more. Okay. So that's the first thing. Get yourself a podcast. The second thing is get your video camera, which is on your phone. It's on your iPhone or your Samsung, let's face it, because that's pretty much what most people have. Other phones are available. And start recording yourself. Selfie style. Get yourself a selfie stick. Get a little microphone that you can plug into your phone so you're getting good sound. All of this costs a couple of quid off eBay, so there's no excuse not to. And start recording videos. This is how I made £5,000 off one video. So we had one guy, he found me on the podcast. He then wanted to check me out further. He did some more searches. He found my one video on YouTube. This guy's actually a client of mine now. He's a really nice guy, comes from Bristol. And he does plumbing services. If you've got a boiler that needs repairing, let me know and I'll send you his details. Really nice guy. And so he did a search on Google, found the podcast, and then he did a further search, found one of my videos. And the specific video, and I'll put it below in the text on my website on this podcast, the specific video was called something like How to Deal with Overwhelm. And that was the video that he looked at. And because of that video, he then made contact on the Saturday by Sunday, 8:30 a.m. And that was 8:30 Spanish time, 7:30 a.m. UK time. By sort of, that's what time we started the call. By 7:50, he was signed up and good to go. And that was a £5,000 client. So it's really interesting, isn't it? How, although we don't do direct advertising on the podcast, but it does help you get found. It helps you build credibility. And then when people are aware of who you are, then they'll go out and research you and find out more information about you. They'll look at your website and see what else you've done. And the more that people can find about you, that's positive, obviously, because it has to be, that builds credibility and trust and all that good stuff, then the easier it is for you to make a transaction. So now we've actually got him doing videos on, because he's a boiler repair guy and he replaces boilers, we've got him doing videos on you know, what to look for when you're buying a boiler, for example, and what to look for when your boiler's gone down. And interesting, we're going to do a podcast with him. And then he can put that out. It'll go out on my podcast. It'll go out on his website, which then I get free advertising for. And then we'll probably do a video about the podcast. And then it goes on YouTube and so on and so forth. So hopefully you can start to see how when you start putting this stuff out there, it gets shared. Other people pick it up. And I found my podcast embedded in other people's websites. That's amazing. Now, we actually send out the podcast HTML code. So if you want a copy of a podcast to embed into your website, drop me a line. We can do that for you. It's nice and easy. And that's great for me. And it's great for you. It gives you content. Great for me because it gets my voice out there. And that might drive more people, more traffic and so on. And that's literally how we made £5,000 off one video. That one video at the time of this recording has had 42 views. You don't have to do 300,000 views to make a lot of money on a video. What you've got to do, though, this is what's really important, is you can't start off and do 10 videos all on one day, which is going to be a nightmare, let's face it. You've got to edit them, you've got to upload them. You need a front end and a back end. You'd like an intro and an outro sort of thing of the video. And you've got to do that, right? You can't just do 10 in one go and that's it forever, no more. You've got to be consistent. And it's the same with podcasts, and I'm guilty of this myself, actually, in particular, because we've just had a kids week, in fact, and so we've done nothing. And then we've had Christmas, and we've done nothing. And it's just been so, so busy with holidays and all sorts of stuff. So I'm inconsistent with my podcast as well. So it's in my calendar now. We've got one going out Wednesday. We've got another one that's already recorded. That's been edited for following Wednesday. We've got another one on Friday with the guy that does the boilers. That'll go out the following Wednesday. So we're actually lining them up. So we're getting more consistency. And that's what's really important for you as well. You've got to be consistent on your marketing. So you've got to start getting your podcast out. If you haven't got a podcast, get one. If you think no one's going to listen to you, don't worry about that. That's just that little voice in the back of your head that thinks you're not good enough. And you are good enough. You totally are good enough, because there's someone that will get great benefit. I've had an email from a guy who's also a client, and he wrote to me, said that he was in tears listening to the podcast. Now, when you get an email like that, first of all, you get goosebumps. Second, you're like, why has he got tears? Is it because it was that bad? And actually, because he realised there was a way forward. Now, interestingly, this guy's come on board on the coaching, and he sent me another email. He's 56 days in, we've doubled his income. Phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And all it needed for him, and he found me on the podcast as well, by the way, all it needed for him was some guidance. He was a very capable guy. He needed some guidance, needed some confidence to be able to go out, and the support that allowed him to do that. And so we got those two clients, very good clients, doing great stuff, but there's still more work for them to do, and they're going to do very well in the next 12 months. Brilliant. But they came about because of the podcast, and then the first guy came back because of the video. But you've got to start getting this stuff out there. So look, if there's two things that you pick up from this podcast, three things really I want to say about this. First one is get yourself a podcast done. At least learn how to do it. Just record yourself. You're going to sound awful. That's what you think, right? But listen, if you don't like the way you sound, that's how you sound. That's how everybody else is listening to you. If you don't like the way you look, by the way, on videos, well, what are you going to do? Plastic surgery? That's the face you were born with, for goodness sake. Start to love yourself a little bit more. And that's really important. We get people to put their pictures on business cards, and people go, oh no, I don't want to put my picture on a business card. But think about this. You go to a networking event, you get 20 business cards, none of them have a picture on apart from yours. Who are they going to remember? They're going to remember the guy or the girl who's got the bloody picture on the card. So get your pictures on the card. If you don't like the way you look, get over it. That's the way that you look. So if I know what you look like and we've met face to face, and then I'm speaking to you over the phone, I've got a picture of what you look like in my head. That's the picture that I've got. If you don't like that, it's fine. It doesn't make any difference, does it? Think about it. You know what I look, 'cause I look like. I put it on the podcast, on the picture. You find me on the videos, you know what I sound like. So then when you're thinking about me, which hopefully you're thinking about me, not all the time, because that'd be weird. But you're thinking about me, then you know what I sound like, you know what I look like. If I don't like that, I need to go on a diet or have plastic surgery or whatever it needs to be, right? But I look like what I look like. No one really cares what I look like. So it doesn't matter. And no one really cares what you look like. They only wonder if you can solve the problem that they've got. Are you the solution to their problem? So for the clients that came on board, I was the solution for their problems, which was wanting more money, more freedom, for a start investing in property and all that good stuff. And as long as your podcast is talking about some of the solutions that you can help solve some of their problems, then that podcast is going to be really successful, just like my podcast is successful. And in my podcast, we don't just stick to property. We go all over the bloody place. Let's face it. We go all over the place. We talked about crazy normal last time. This time we're talking about podcasting and doing videos. That's not property, but really is related to property, because it's all marketing. You know, marketing is an integral part of your business. So for all these people that were sat there in this networking event, and I didn't say anything, by the way, like I mentioned, they're still wondering how to do their marketing. 60 people. There was a business coach sat at the front, and they didn't really do much help. Quite frankly, I was a little bit appalled about how little help they helped with. And there's certain things that you need to do in your marketing. We'll probably cover that in another podcast. There's certain things that you need to be doing in your marketing, but if you're not doing, then you're either wasting money or you're not getting results, or both, usually. But this business coach, maybe they didn't understand it themselves. But look, you've got to go out, get yourself a podcast done. Just start recording it. I actually bought a Philips dictaphone, and it cost me about 70 quid off eBay, from Amazon it was, in fact. And I can stick a microphone in, and it's got like 50 hours battery and something like 228 hours of recording of MP3. Not that I'll ever record that, but it's got it if I need it. 50 hours straight. I can record for 50 hours straight, which is amazing, right? So, look, if you want to go ahead and start recording, then get yourself one of these Philips dictaphones. That's a really good thing to do. Get yourself a microphone and just start recording it. It doesn't have to be published. Do your first 5 minutes. Have, you know, first five for 5 minutes and then delete them. And then your next five, publish them. Some people go on about, because some of my podcasts, some of the interviews lasted for an hour. Some of them lasted for like an hour and 45 minutes. The interviews were that good. And so people are asking for some shorter podcasts, and that's what we started to do. But if you've got a 5-10 minute podcast, just one thing that can solve a person's problem, that podcast will get listened to. And then you're building credibility. Then we'll find your videos. Then you'll be able to close more business. Just like I did. It's not rocket science. Consistency is the key. But you've got to get off your butt, and you've got to start taking that type of action to start doing it. So look, my name's Dan Latto. This is a Property Coaching and Wealth Creation podcast. I hope that's useful. Please give me some feedback. Come find me on Facebook. I'd love to hear back from you. What do you like? What don't you like? What do you need help with? I'm happy to take requests on, and if you've got a specific problem, I can talk through the problem without sticking out the name, so it's totally confidential. Any problems that you're going through, I guarantee there's thousands of other people all going through exactly the same problem. Guarantee it. There's only so many problems in the world. Not enough money, not enough time. There are two of them. And so we can cover those sort of things. If that's what you want, folks, then just drop me a line. We can do that for you. All right. I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.